Welcome to Mayor Ray Baker Reports, a weekly program that delivers informative community topics. Today's program sponsored by MediSave Home Care Pharmacies in Fort Smith and Charleston.
What is MediSave all about? Pride. The pride I have to offer you the best pharmaceutical service around. The pride to be associated with three stores whose staff love their work and care about their patients. The pride to be able to work and serve in a community so worth living in. To be able to say with pride to our community, thank you for the opportunity to serve and help you with your health care needs.
We're what health care is all about.
Good morning, citizens. Thank you for your calls and personal contacts to express your views and thoughts about Fort Smith. I really do appreciate all the comments about our city. And as we celebrate the 233rd birthday of the United States, we pause to reflect on all the many freedoms and liberties that this great nation enjoys. We're reminded of the words from the Declaration of Independence, which is our nation's birth certificate, adopted by the Second Continental Congress on July the 4th, 1776, in Philadelphia. Let us remember and reflect on these words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and those are rights that can never be taken away, that among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, taking away one's rights, it is the right of the people to alter, to abolish it, and to institute new governments, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Oh, what powerful words written so many years ago. And yet these words have great meaning, as they did in 1776, and they do now in 2009. Americans need to be aware of the things that are happening and not be apathetic. They need to reflect on their history and heritage and remember what we have in this great country. They need to keep up with the issues on our local, our state, and national levels. And they need, most importantly, to let their views be known to their elected officials. The power in our country rests with the people, the governed, and our elected officials must never forget this. Each year as we observe our nation's birthday, we announce the Mother, Father, and Family of the Year. Now, this program we began many years ago to give emphasis to the importance of the family unit and home in our community. The city made a very strong statement in instituting these awards. The poet has written, "The lights of home, they bring us a sense of warmth and peace. They promise untold loveliness, rest, laughter, and release. They are like hands that beckon us, like arms that draw us near. The lights of home, they whisper words of comfort and good cheer." This year, I'm very pleased to announce that the 2010 Mother of the Year is Joyce Barr, that the 2010 Father of the Year is Jim Bird, that the 2010 Family of the Year is the Michael Farrell family, and wife Laura, children James, Maggie, William, and Thomas. And we congratulate all of these fine individuals upon their selection for these honors. They're very fine, outstanding citizens. A great community just doesn't happen, for it takes all of us working together each day to make a good city. We all have something to contribute, and that's why your ideas are so very important. Being concerned about the city, being active in the affairs of the city, letting your views be known, and most importantly, being good neighbors to others. That's why our Good Neighbor program is so very important, as we have good neighborhoods, that Fort Smith is a city of neighborhoods, and that we work every day to be good neighbors, treating others as we would want to be treated, and wishing the very best of parents for our city. Well, I hope that you reflect upon all of these thoughts this morning, and that as we wish our country a 233rd happy birthday, that we remember each day what we have to be thankful for. Have a good day, a great week, and remember, life's worth living in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Good morning. Thanks for sharing time with Mayor Ray. Today's program sponsored by MediSave Home Care Pharmacies.